This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A community in Tampa is reeling after the disappearance of two University of South Florida doctoral students took a devastating turn. Authorities confirmed Friday that one of the students has been found dead, and a suspect who was a roommate of one of the victims is now behind bars. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says the investigation reached a critical point Friday afternoon when SWAT teams were called to a neighborhood near the university. Sheriff Chad Cronister held a somber press conference to deliver the news that no family ever wants to hear.
We are here today as our community has been shaken by the disappearance of two USF grad students, Nahida and Zamil. I am heartbroken to announce the discovery of human remains discovered on the Howard Franklin Bridge earlier this morning. Just now, those remains were positively identified to Zamil.
Zamil Lehman, 27, was an international student from Bangladesh pursuing a degree in geography and environmental science. He was last seen on the morning of April 16th. His friend and fellow doctoral student, 27-year-old Nahida Bristy, also vanished that same day. While Limon has been found, the search for Bristy continues with increasing urgency. The breakthrough in the case came Friday morning when deputies responded to a domestic violence call at a home in the Lake Forest community. The suspect inside was identified as 26-year-old Hisham Abu Garbier, who lived at the residence with Lehman. When deputies arrived, Abu Garbier barricaded himself inside, leading to a tense standoff.
Commands were continued to give to the suspect. He did not respond, nor did he come out. At that time, SWAT was activated. SWAT responded, and at approximately 10:36 a.m., SWAT arrived on scene. SWAT then mobilized and commanded the suspect to come out of the residence.
After nearly 20 minutes of refusing to cooperate, Abu Garbier surrendered peacefully. He now faces a laundry list of charges, including domestic violence simple battery, false imprisonment, tampering with evidence, and the unlawful movement of a human body. Sheriff Cronister clarified the relationship between the three individuals, noting that while Abu Garbier and Lehman were roommates, Bristy lived on the USF campus.
So the suspect, Hisham, was a roommate of Zamil, so that is where the connection lies. Nahida did not live on that property. Nahida lived on USF campus. So the connection is that the suspect, Hisham, and Zamil were roommates.
The motive for Lehman's death remains unclear as an autopsy is performed, but investigators believe Abu Garbier acted alone. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking for Nahida Bristy. Her brother says the family was in contact with her daily, and the silence since April 16th has been agonizing.
We are still actively searching for Nahida. And again, I implore the community, if you have any tips of where you've seen her or she's just recently seen, please report it to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office immediately so we can recover her to safety.
Anyone with information is urged to call the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office at 813-247-8200. More crime and justice news after this. A bizarre and dangerous scene unfolded in Pierce County, Washington during a high-speed pursuit that saw a suspect using power tools as weapons. It began near midnight on April 19th when a stolen vehicle was spotted by a canine deputy. The driver took off, leading police on a chase onto Interstate 5, reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour. As deputies closed in, the passenger began throwing heavy equipment out of the window.
Is there a chainsaw in a canine weapon? Is there a chainsaw in a canine weapon? Keep your eyes out, guys. They're throwing stuff out the passenger window.
In addition to the chainsaw, the suspect hurled rope and climbing gear onto the highway, creating a deadly hazard for the pursuing officers. The chase eventually ended near Joint Base Lewis McChord when the stolen car got stuck in a roundabout.
Get set up around here. He's stuck. Enough with that. Get set up around here for containment.
Both suspects fled on foot, but the deputy with the canine unit was right behind them. The officer gave a final warning before releasing the dog.
Police, conducting a search for police canine! Get out of here, make press on my dog, we'll find you, we'll bite you!
The canine quickly located the 31-year-old passenger, leading to a tense takedown.
Get that guy!
Hey!
You see
him?
Get that guy, Debo!
Hands up, hands!
Show your hands!
Hey, crawl out slowly, man. Crawl out slowly.
Keep your hands up!
Keep your hands where we can see him. Crawl out slowly.
Somebody got hands?
Let's go.
Hey,
hurry up. We're on the same dog.
Slowly.
Let's go.
Attaboy, Debo. What's that guy? What's up, Debo?
Hey, get on your stomach right there. Get on your stomach right there. On your stomach, all the way.
Lay on the ground, sir.
The passenger was treated for a dog bite and now faces charges of first-degree assault and possession of motor vehicle theft tools. The 28-year-old driver was captured later on the military base by MPs. He has been booked for felony eluding and vehicle theft. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.